Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
Yesterday, I spoke with President-elect Trump to congratulate him on his victory. And I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
U.S. President Joe Biden spoke on Thursday from the White House that there would be a peaceful transition of power after Republican Donald Trump won the election and urged Americans to bring down the temperature.
You can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree. Something that I hope we can do, no matter who you voted for, is see each other not as adversaries, but as fellow Americans.
Biden reaffirmed that the American electoral system is honest, fair, and transparent, and can be trusted. European leaders gathered on Thursday in the shadow of Donald Trump's election victory, calling for stronger action to defend themselves and back Ukraine, a clear signal to the Republican who has long been skeptical of the transatlantic alliance. More than 40 leaders met in Budapest for a summit of the European political community, including Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, who called on European leaders to apply an approach of peace through strength to confront the threat posed by Russia.
Hugs with Putin will not help. Some of leaders have been hugging him for 20 years, and things are only getting worse. He thinks only about wars and will not change. Only pressure can put limits on him.
Zelensky's appeal comes a day after Donald Trump's re-election, bringing uncertainty about Washington's future policy after he had criticized the scale of U.S. military and financial support for Kyiv in its war with Russia. This is VOA News. The Lebanese army said Thursday that an Israeli strike on the southern Lebanese city of Sidon killed 3 Lebanese citizens and wounded 3 Lebanese soldiers. 5 United Nations peacekeepers were also injured, UNIFIL said in a statement. They were part of a UN convoy bringing newly arrived peacekeepers to South Lebanon and passing Sidon when a drone strike occurred nearby. Also Thursday, the Israeli military announced it expanded its month-old ground operation in northern Gaza to include part of Beit Lahia, a town that has been heavily bombed since the earliest days of the war, where Israel says Hamas militants have regrouped. It's now virtually certain 2024 will be the hottest year on record and the first with over 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming above the pre-industrial average, according to the European Climate Agency Copernicus. Its director, Carlo Buontempo, spoke with the Associated Press.
If you look back at the ozone hole, we managed to get together as a global community and find a solution. Now the problem is incredibly more complex, has to do with our economic model, has to do with our way of using resources. And inevitably, this means much more complex conversation.
This is a grim milestone in global temperature records that scientists say should inspire ambition from countries at the upcoming United Nations Climate Change Summit in Azerbaijan. Protesters and police clashed in the Mozambican capital of Maputo on Thursday afternoon, with police firing rubber bullets and tear gas, and protesters hurling projectiles during the biggest demonstration yet against last month's disputed election. Vadi is a protester. We want change. That's all. Just change. Nobody wants a war here. We're not looking to dismantle anything from anyone. You're looking at opportunists. Human rights groups say at least 18 people have been killed in the police crackdown on the protests over the October 9th vote, which extended ruling party Frelimo's 5 decades in power. Civil society groups and Western observers have said the election was unfair and the results were altered. Cuba is reeling after a powerful Category 3 hurricane ripped across the island and fierce winds knocked out the country's power grid. The magnitude of the impact from Hurricane Rafael remained unclear through the early hours of Thursday. Miriam is a resident of Havana. It seems like this is going to last for days now because we are in a difficult situation due to the power plants. Now it's even worse with the hurricane. Forecasters had warned that Rafael could bring life-threatening storm surges, winds, and flash floods to Cuba after ravaging parts of the Cayman Islands and Jamaica. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.